Hey, I'm closing up the coffee shop soon. Wanna fuck me in the back? Written by Forrest Firefly. Performed by Kitten Vox. This is an adult audio recording. If you're not 18 or above, turn it off now. Hey, we're closing soon, just so you know. Yeah, we close at 7:30 on Fridays. We'll be open at 8 a.m. tomorrow, though. Yeah, I'll be here to make your Americano, as usual. Hey, before you go, I was just wondering, you come by here almost every morning. I assume you're on your way to work or something, but this is the first time I've seen you here at night. What? I'm not creeping. I just recognize the regulars, that's all. Just curious. Morning customers rarely ever stop by at night. Oh, you're leaving town soon. For what? Vacation? You're moving. Where? Wow, that's quite a distance. Man, that's all the way across the country. Oh, so you wanted to visit your favorite coffee shop one last time before you leave for good tomorrow. Well, that sucks. I don't know why, it just does. I mean, I'll miss you, I guess. Mind if I sit with you? Thanks. But, yeah, I'll miss you. I have a soft spot in my heart for my regulars, especially you. So it sucks that I have to see you go. Yeah, I said especially you. Why you? Well, I guess it's because I've noticed you come here almost every morning, always ordering the same large Americano with that mysterious suave look on your face. It's kind of hot, not gonna lie. What do you mean, why is it hot? I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but I love a man of mystery. I've seen you almost every day that I've worked here, and the only words I've heard you say are, "One large Americano, please," and "Thanks." I'm not sure why, but every time you leave the store, I wonder what's going on in his head. I think it's just my personality, but also, if I'm being totally honest, you're one of my only regulars who doesn't hit on me. Actually, you're one of my only customers who's never hit on me. And I can't help but wonder, is that just a courtesy thing? I mean, I appreciate the politeness, but I guess for me it sucks to think that one of my few hot customers doesn't find me hot in return. Oh, you do think I'm hot. Ah, thank goodness. I was starting to feel self-conscious. I don't know why, but one thing I can tell you is this. The fact that you've never hit on me just turned me on more. An attractive guy who doesn't flirt with the cute barista? Challenge accepted. Yeah, it's kind of sad that we never really got to know each other before you had to leave. I mean, unless you want to make up for lost time. You know what I mean. You just said you think I'm attractive, and I think I've made it pretty clear that I think you're attractive too. Just think of it as my parting gift to you for being such a loyal customer. No, we don't have to go back to your place. We can do it right here. Like I said, the shop is closed. I've already locked up, and no more customers are coming until tomorrow morning. We have the whole place to ourselves. Well, for starters, we can do this. Oh. You have no idea how long I've wanted to do that. Okay, we should get away from the windows. If anyone sees us, I'm fired. Come on, follow me. Welcome to the kitchen. Now, where were we? Here. Fuck. Take off your shirt. Holy shit. Wow. I don't know what to say. You're even hotter than I thought you were. Here, take off my apron. And my shirt, too. Do you like my tits? Oh, fuck. Oh, I love it when you feel my breasts. Oh, what are you doing? That's just a bottle of chocolate syrup. Oh my god, you should have warned me. My tits are covered in syrup. What on earth could we do about that? Well, you made the mess, so you have to clean it up. Oh, shit. Yeah. Like I'm... Suck them. Oh, clean them with your tongue. Oh, you know. I know you've always wondered what I looked like under my uniform. Oh, fuck. Your body is amazing, too. I just want to kiss you all over. From your lips. To your chest. To your stomach. Until I'm down on my knees for you. Here, let me help you with your belt. And your pants. So that now I can pull out your cock and kiss it too. So I can taste it and suck it. Fuck, you're so good. Oh. You're so tasty. Here, let me rub your dick over my tits. Now you taste like chocolate, too. Oh, you taste so good. But you know what would taste even better? Open that metal box to your left. That's a refrigerator. Hand me the silver bottle. This is whipped cream. And it looks like you've gotten it all over you. It would be a shame to have all of that go to waste. I better lick it all up. I can't miss a single bit. Oh no. I've gotten it all over your cock. I need to make sure your cock is nice and clean. From the head. All the way to the base. But you know, I can't forget about your balls, too. They got a little messy. So wet from sucking all that whipped cream off of you. Here. Feel it. Feel that. All that wetness is from you. Look. You can slide your fingers right in. Fingers are all wet. Don't worry. I'll get that too. My pussy tastes amazing on your skin. I can't wait for you to fuck me. Okay, here. There's no good place for us to lie down, so I'll just bend over this counter. Take off my panties. Come on, hurry up and fuck me already. Holy shit. Fuck, you're huge. Shit. Fuck me. Fuck me like the good little barista whore that I am. And fuck me harder. As hard as you fucking can. This is probably the last time we'll ever see each other, baby. So fuck me like you fucking mean it. Fuck. Like that, fuck. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Please don't stop. Grab my hair. It. Come on, pull it. Don't hold back. Fuck me like it's the last time. Fuck me like you're fucking miss me. Just take me. Fuck me. Fuck me until we both come. Yes. Didn't use too much of the whipped cream. My manager is so fucking stingy with that stuff. Yeah, you're right. It was all put to good use. Holy fuck, that was amazing. I should have hit on you sooner. But it was nice to have you as a regular. Even if we didn't talk much until today. I'm just happy we made up for lost time. By the way, I did say we don't open until 8 a.m. tomorrow. Meaning we have the whole night to continue making up for lost time. Okay, Tiger. Where'd you put that whipped cream? This audio recording is the property of Kit Nevada. All rights reserved. No part of it may be reproduced or transmitted by any means without the express written consent of Kit Nevada. Thank you for listening. Sweet dreams.